Time now for the KSL In-Depth. It is breaking news. We learned just minutes ago that Senator Romney says he will not seek re-election. Joining me now live on the KSL Newsline is Utah Republican Party Chair Robert Axon. Thank you for being with me. First of all, how much of a surprise is this for you?
It's certainly a surprise. I think people have been speculating one way or the other what Senator Romney was going to decide, and this has always been his decision to make, and I think we all have to respect and appreciate the decision that he's made.
What does this mean for the state of Utah when it comes to its representation in Washington, D.C.?
There's always the concern when somebody is no longer running for re-election that they're going to be somewhat of a lame duck and not be influential. I don't think that's the case here. Senator Romney certainly has a gravitas and expertise that he's nurtured through the years, and I think he'll continue to represent Utah over the next year and a half in the way that he has up to this point. He'll have the ability to articulate his priorities and his vision on a host of issues.
With the senator making the announcement this early, how does that help the party in bringing candidates in?
I think it's very beneficial, and I have to express my gratitude to the senator in making his intentions known this early in the process. I think it's to the benefit of folks who have thought about it or will now think about it to be able to prepare themselves and engage with voters and engage with their own idea of what they want to bring to the table. So I think it's good for the process. I think it's good for Utahns, and we should express appreciation to Senator Romney in allowing us to have that time.
Senator Romney spoke about how this would allow a new generation of representatives to step up. Is there somebody on your mind right now that maybe would be kind of the front runner for this position?
I don't know if I would say that there's anybody that's the front runner. There's certainly a couple of people who have been actively engaged in the race that they have good momentum going, both in Speaker Wilson, who's looking at this, in Mayor Trent Staggs, who's looking at this. So they've got momentum, but that doesn't mean that there wouldn't be space for others to jump in. But I'm glad you brought up that point of what Senator Romney said. Utah is the youngest state per capita, and I so appreciate that he recognizes the need for new generations of leadership. And you look around the country, there's nothing that we have against baby boomers or people in different generations, but at some point, there's usually the exchange of that baton, and that generation has held on to the reins of power for quite a while. And it's time for, new ideas to come forward. And I think for Utah, with as young of a population as we have, this will be beneficial.
Senator also took the opportunity to talk about party alliance and how that is not working well in Congress, and it's keeping Congress from really doing the work of the people. What's your reaction to that?
I agree with him. I would prefer that people look at what the parties believe, because it's far more important for us to understand as Americans and as Utahns the principles of what we're fighting for and then adhere to those principles than it is just to adhere to the label. And so I would much prefer that Republicans across this state dive in and get to know our platform, get to know our policies and our principles, adhere to those, and then keep us committed to those. Don't just vote with us because we have an R. Vote with us because we're fighting for those principles that they believe in and will benefit their families.
All right. We appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining me today.